Fine, so we're on Yud Tes Amud Beis. We're a few lines from the bottom. We are two lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Rebbe Nachas, the last two words on the second to last line. So Rebbe Nachas L'taman, Rebbe Nachas went down there, went to Bavel. Chamsin Makilin, he saw that, Chamsin means to see, he saw that they're very makel regards to the meat that was found in the hands of a goy. That's what we're talking about up until now. If you find meat in the hand of a goy, you could assume it came from a Jew if you walked out of the store. But a kosher butcher, you could assume it's kosher meat. He saw their super makel when he was in Babel. So therefore, Rabbi Anachas was chomer aleihem. He was very machmir. He made a lot of chumras that you could no longer, any meat that was not watched by a Jew is going to be usher. Because you never know if they switched it with somebody else. He was very machmir. It's called basar shenis alim min ayin. Basar that wasn't watched by a Jew, left unwatched, is going to be usher. Chad bar nashi, there's one person, azal ba'i mishizga askupte begonara. So this means, ba'i, he wanted to, mishizga means to wash, yeah, scoops, he wanted to wash in the river. He actually wanted to wash the meat, he wanted to wash the meat in the river.
You're washing meat?
And it's different then when you get a prepackaged. There they used to have like fresh meat. You probably have to salt it and wash out all the salt and the blood.
Probably put a salt.
Right. So the inshav azalei, he ended up forgetting a piece of meat there and left. Then chazar, he went back and by misvene, he wanted to find the meat and take it. Amarlei rav asa the chazar. He says rav, it's asa to take the meat because dina amar hahi, because they say that it's possible the shot of Nara, a flood came, and they brought another nevela in its place. So although you may have left it in a certain area of the river, and you came back and you found the piece of meat, it's possible it's a different piece of meat that you left.
Because everybody did that. Everybody washed the meat.
Is that why? Because everyone did it, or just because the halach is?
So if he did it, so everybody's doing it. It's a common thing.
Right.
The concern is that whenever meat was unwatched, then you can't have it. Because something may have switched it.
Yeah.
So that's another story related to meat that was left unwatched. Chad bar nash, there was another story of a person, Mahalach b'shuk, he was walking in the marketplace, Ta'un kupat, he wanted to buy meat. Asa daisa v'chatvei minei, it came along a bird called Daya, and grabbed a piece of meat from him, v'tilakte, and threw it somewhere else. Chazer b'ayim misvinei, he wanted to go find a piece of meat. Amalei Rav, Rav says, Asalach, you can't. Dina Amar Basa Dinavela Chavistina Utlakte. It's possible. Took a piece of nevela and placed it in that instead of the meat that you found. Vinasva Hahu Al Kharana and took that piece of meat. So again, what happened? He's holding a piece of meat, a bird grabbed it, threw it somewhere else. He went to find the place where he threw it. And any meat he found, Rav says it's possible it was a nevela piece of meat. The bird may have switched it with a different meat. So again, the same thing, whenever the meat is unwatched by a Jew, you cannot eat it. Okay, the Gemara says further now, Ginai, there's a river called Ginai, Shatof Zikin, it washed away a bunch of pitchers of wine, and someone found them in the river. Asa Uvda, this case, the question is, am I allowed to drink these pitchers of wine that was found in the river? So Asa Uvda Kome, probably the issues of Stam Yenim, probably.
What is Yenesach?
Yenesach is water, wine rather, that a Jew, a non-Jew takes and pours it to worship Avodah Zarah. That wine is Aser. Yeah, Stam Yenim is wine that we don't know what they used of it. The Chamin Gzera, that anytime wine is not sealed, not covered, we don't drink it, because it's possible maybe they did do Yenesach. So we call Stam Yenim any wine that is...
Even today.
It's a lot of very Halach Lamaisa. If you have wine that's not mavushal, and it's open, not sealed, it's open, and a non-Jew touches it, not even touches it, has to move it actually, not touching it, but really moves it, picks it up, it's a problem. You're not allowed to drink that wine. So this event, this maisa, komei Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Elazar.
It was
okay.
Open, and he touched it.
Completely okay.
Because it loses Shem Yain.
This is what?
The shame of Yain.
The way they say, apparently Yain Mavushal is not as chashuv as Yain Shein Mavushal. So they wouldn't use wine to pour in front of their idols.
It's almost like that wine. You are the same thing.
Yeah, I think it's because it's not chashuv in their eyes. You, it's the wine, you still say a gafin on it.
So yain lo mevushal.
They're different, they're not necessarily getting together. Well, I mean, ultimately yain is also about, you're right, to a certain extent, yeah.
So yain mevushal it's okay, yain mevushal it's not okay.
Yain ain't a mevushal, it's not okay.
Yes.
So whenever it's mevushal, it's okay.
Even today, what kind of a dazarad is today with yain? Somebody poured yain.
But as Ricky's saying, part of it's also about socializing. But then once it's about socializing, then even yain mevushal shouldn't be okay.
Yeah.
They're different, two different halachas. But okay. It's there's a lot to talk about. So anyway, so a river came along and swept away these pitchers of wine. So asa uvda, komei Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar. The mice says, what's the halacha? I find the wine bottles afterwards. Can I drink them or can I not drink them? So he says, v'amar, yachkaman shapaya kitrun. So yachman, put your, you know, chachma, pay attention. If the shapaya kitrun, if it's a good, if the seal is good, you could drink it. I mean, if you know how the wine bottles were sealed with a stamp on it, it's still there, it's not tampered with, you could have it. If the seals are not there, the kosher seals are not there, then you can't drink it. Okay, now the Gemara has another story about the meat. Gedi, a goat, tzli, that was roasted. I skipped. Okay. Ishtakech b'knisha devul, nikuneke, ishtakech b'knisha devule. So there were some pottery bottles or pitchers that was found in the Knishta, Beis Knesses, a gathering of place in a city called Buli. Also Uvde, they wanted to know, can you drink these bottles? Also Uvde Kume Rabbi Yirmiya, the Ma'is of the Halachic Shaya was presented to Rabbi Yirmiya. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya says, Yitzchakman Sukaraya Abidatan. Yitzchakman, pay attention, look at the sikra is like a color. See if the color, like the, another type of seal, a stamp, is tampered with or not. If you paint, if you.
It seems that the painters, the people who the painter should check.
Uh huh. But pay attention whether or not. The, so you check basically the seals,
right,
to see whether or not it was still maintained or not. Now the Gemara has another story. Gidi tzli eshtakach b'israta de gufta. So they found a piece of meat that was roasted. It was lying in the shuk in a city called Gufta. V'chitura, they permitted the guy who found it to eat it. Mishum shnei dvarim. There are two reasons why they permitted him to eat this meat. What, isn't it meat shebasar shen salam and ayim? So he says, Mishum Mitzir, Mishum Mahal Chidrachim. They permitted it on two different accounts. One, they permitted it in terms of finding it, that you're allowed to, certain Avedas that you find, you have to return back, and certain Avedas you're allowed to keep.
Elu Mitzirs.
Exactly. So you're allowed to keep this because Mitzir, the Gemara is going to explain why. And you're also allowed to eat it, so two, you could keep it and you could eat it. What are the two reasons? Mishum Mitzir, you're allowed to keep it as a lost object because the Tani, the Gemara, the Brisa tells us, Hamatzil Miad Ha'ari. Someone who saves something, a line is about to take away an object, the person's completely mafkir it. Oh, or it's miyad hagoy, a gaius, or a bunch of soldiers are going to come take it away. The guy's going to take, let's say you have a car, the soldiers are going to take your car away, or the line's going to come crush it, and I come and save it. You're already basically mafkir in your mind, and I come and save it, it's all mine.
Yeah.
Or you gave it from Mishunas Hayam, or there is a river coming along, a flood coming along, or Mishunas Hanar, whether it's a lake or a river overflowing, or Isratia Gedola, or a place of a large street where I guess it says here in the Misifta, like the king is coming. Okay, in the middle of the right boulevard, Peninsula Boulevard, I come and grab it away. Or Mefaltia Gedola, or a large marketplace. All those things, Hare Elu Shalo, it's all the person who finds it gets to keep it.
He
gives up. So the interesting Shaila actually came up. I'm not sure real halacha Shaila, but it was in a real sefer. That someone was driving and his car got stuck in a railroad. And he couldn't get it, over back and forth.
And he knew that's it, it's gone.
It's gone. The train's coming. So he walks away. A guy comes quickly, bumps the car from behind, knocks off the road, saves it. So the owner of the car comes running over to the guy. He's like, thank you so much for saving my car.
So what are you talking about?
It's my car. You're a mafker. Exactly. Yeah.
It wasn't Eretz Yisrael.
That's what I heard. I don't know if it was real estate. It was a real shaila in a real shaila to Chuvos. What really happened, I don't know. But this was a shaila. The question, what's the halacha? So they say the guy was never mafker because his insurance covers it. Yeah. So I would have gotten paid the $15,000-$20,000 for the car.
That's for sure. There's right. No doubt about it.
So then it wasn't considered miyayish on the value of the car. So that was the shaila. So lechora, I think the guy who pushed it off didn't get it. Okay. So therefore, again, if the guy finds the meat in the marketplace, he could keep it. It's mine. The person whoever lost it is miyayish. But is he allowed to eat it? So the Gemara says, mishum rov mahalchei drachim, since most people are Jews who walk in this area, it's a city where most are Jews. So mishum shchidei nachrim, we're not concerned that as a non-kosher shochet because it's in a place of a Jewish town. Like here, if you find something in Central Avenue, you can assume it's a kosher meat.
Yeah, but that's strange. This you know, the second claim of mishum shchidei rov mahalchei drachim, because it's so many, so you assume that goyim go there too, and much more goyim than the other cases, like in the river. Or in the whatever that you know, you forgot something. You come back to take it. So here you think that much more people or hands involved. So even here, you know, it might belong to a goy.
But we have
the
a concept,
piece of meat that you found in the street.
But midiraisa, the Torah tells us we follow the majority. So whenever there's majority, the Torah says you can follow majority. Even though there's a chance it's not kosher. If most people are Jewish and most people are most shochtim are Jews. You could follow the majority.
Yeah.
Like for example, you have 3 pieces of meat. 2 pieces of meat are kosher. 1 is nevela. Happens to get mixed together. I can't tell the difference. According to the Torah, you are allowed to eat all 3. Because majority is, each piece I pick up, it's 2 out of 3, it's going to be kosher.
Yeah.
I pick this piece of meat, 2 out of 3, it's kosher. This meat, 2 out of 3, it's kosher. You could eat all 3. And we don't paskin that way, but midiraisa, you're allowed to do that. So the Gemara continues and says, therefore they said you could keep the piece of meat, and not only could you keep it, but you could also eat the piece of meat because rove shochlim were Yisrael. And the Gemara concludes the story, v'shtakech min the base Rebbe. It turns out that this piece of meat, somehow they found out, came from the house of Rebbe. It was a kosher piece of meat. Another story now, eagle de guvna, there's a circle piece of cheese. V'shtakech b'pundaka de Levi. They found it in the hotel of Levi. A lot of guests, but he always had Jewish guests, mostly Jewish guests. V'tiru, they permitted him to eat this meat, mishum d'shnei d'varim, they permitted it in 2 counts. One is mishum mitziah, they permitted it, and mishum rov mahalchei drachim. Mishum mitziah, they permitted it, because the tani hamatziah, miyad ha-gayis, miyad ha-ari, mishu gasayom, mishu nasa nahar, miyisrati ha-gedola, miyisrat plata ha-gedola, hare elu shalom, mifnei shabayim, nisyashim hem. Like we said before, all these cases, it's a hotel. People are going in and out. So if I left in the hotel, there's no way I'm finding that piece of meat. He's miyayish, I get to keep it. And then they also permitted it, mishum mahalchei drachim, mishum gvinas nachri. So most people were Jews who frequented this hotel. So we're not concerned, it's gvinas nachri, that was a non-Jewish cheese, therefore it's permitted. Vishtachik, what turned out, they found out after the guy ate it, min Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Yossi. It was actually a cheese from Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Yossi, and it was kosher cheese, of course. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Mana Kumi. Rabbi Mana asks the following question: Lifnei Rabbi, in front of Kumi Rabbi Yosi, in front of Rabbi Yosi. He says, "Vanun Chaimin Rabbanan Machrizin." Don't we see that whenever Chachamim used to find a piece of anything, any object, in these cases, even if it was found in a Makom Rabim, you found in the marketplace, the Chachamim would take the object and announce it. They found, I don't know, a hat in the street. They take the hat and they start announcing it. Why? Didn't we just say above that you're allowed to keep it in a Makom Rabim? Amrilei, Rabbi Yossi says, at in Havisa Mishkach Lo Nosavt. If you found it, if you found it Lo Nosavt, you don't have to give it back. You're a regular person. But Rabbi Yoni Avuch, when it comes to other people, when it comes to rather to the Chachamim, they do Lifnim Meshur Sadin. You're right, the halacha is you don't have to return it. But there's another concept of Lifnim Meshur Sadin, going above and beyond the law. Comes along with Yoni Avuch and Lo Amar Kain, Ela Amar Havai Ka Nishkach, Nishkach Min Piusa Lugo. So what's he saying there? I As he just says, you don't have to announce it. There's no concept of the Mishnah. He would say, Havai, I find something, but Malkin Rabbim, it's yours, all yours. There's no concept. So it comes out, there seems to be a machlokas, a debate, whether or not, if someone finds a mitzia in Makam Rabbim, where there's certain yish, whether there's an idea at all to announce it or not. And the Gemara concludes before the new Mishnah, Afilu Kain, nonetheless, Ashech Lo Nasuf. There's once a story that he found something, and he didn't take it. That Rabbi Yossi, even though Rabbi Yossi said this was a halacha, he once found it and didn't give back. Right, he didn't return it, rather he announced it and tried to find the rightful owner. Even though it's Rebbe. Okay. Says the new Mishnah, halfway down. Behema shenimtes mi Yerushalayim vad Migdal, an animal that was found somewhere between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, a certain place. Uchmidas l'charuach, and that distance throughout the entire radius of Yerushalayim. So what's the halacha? Any of the meat found there? Zacharim lolos, if it was a zachar, a male animal, we assume it's an ola. If it was nekevos, we assume it's zivchei shlamim. Because only olos only come from males, and shlamim can actually come from both males and females. Rehuda omer haroi lepsachim, if it's an animal which is roi for Pesach, which means a zachar tamim, a male which of course is tamim, has no balmum. Uben shana, it's a year old. Uminaksakvasim uminaizim, it's either a sheep or a goat. If it has the potential to be a Pesach, then we assume it's lepsachim. And it's kodum l'regel shoshim yom. All this is within 30 days prior to Pesach. So 30 days prior to Pesach, if we find an animal that could be fit for a Pesach, we assume it's a Karim Pesach. But we show now how you, in the beginning, how you mam shikines motzia ad shu mevi nisachah. So let's say I find one of these animals. So I have got to bring it, if it's a zachar, I've got to bring it as an ola. If it's in a cave, I've got to bring it as a shlamim. So I find the animal, I've got to bring it as a carbon. So the halacha at first was, so since I bring a carbon, every animal was accompanied by nisachim, by any of these wine libations, a certain amount of wine. So I have a responsibility. Once I bring the animal, even though I only found it, but I'm bringing it, I have to bring the accompanying nisachim. So if it used to, they used to do mam shekinin.
So yeah, nisach is for us as well?
So like there's nisach hayayin and yayin nesach. It's the same nisach, same thing. So yayin nesach is how we call when the goyim use it for the zara.
Nisach
is for the carbonos, exactly. So for Rishona, in the beginning, when someone found an animal, hayum mashkinon esmosa, they'd mashkinon mean lashon mashkon. They would make the guy who's bringing the carbon bring nisachim. And if he doesn't, they would take property away from him as collateral until he brings in nisachim. Ad shu mevi nisacha, fine. But chazur, but then they changed their gzera and the os manichnosa uvorchen. So what happened was, I'm not going to want to bring the animal. I got to bring the animal I found here, and then they make me pay money from these yain nisacha yain. I don't want to pay the money. So I'll just let the animal stay there. So then his kinu basin made a nutakana shehu nisacha bar mishot zibor. Because they don't want animals just lying around that are kachim that should be going to the karbanos. So if I found in a big cow, I bring the cow, it's a female cow, I bring it as a nishlamim, and basin will supplement all the money to pay for the nisachim. Then the Mishnah continues and says, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shiva Dvarim Hiskinu Basin. There are seven takanas that Basin made. V'zeh Echamehem, and this is one of them, the one that we just mentioned, that they said that we will cover the money for any nisachim brought from the animals that were found. Number two, the second takana was, Nachri Shashalach Olasa M'midina Sayam, a Nachri that sends an Ola from far away, so V'shalach Ima, Nisach, when he sends along with it money for the Nisachim, Kraven Mishalo, we allow the Nisachim to be paid on the behalf of the Nisachim. Vimlav, if he doesn't send it, Kraven Mishal Tzibor, then Tzibor would supplement the money for the Nisachim. That was number two. They would pay for the Nisachim of a Nachri. Three, Chain Ger Shemes, a Ger who dies, and he has no Yorshim. Viniach Zvachim, he left over some Zvachim in his property that needs to be brought as Karbanos. Im Yeshlo Nisachim, if he has money that he already had set aside for Nisachim, Kraven Mishalo, then we use his money to use as Nisachim. But Vim Lav, if he didn't have any money designated for this, so Kraven Mishal Tzibor, there too, the Tzibor will cover the funds for paying for the Nisachim.
So, money for wine?
Right. Number four, Tanai Basin Hu, Kohen Gadol Shemes, Kohen Gadol who dies, and there's no other, Kohen wasn't appointed yet. So who's going to bring the mincha? Every single day there's a Sira Sa'ifa that was brought by the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol dies. No one's picked. It's Tuesday now. What's going to be the mincha Sira Sa'ifa? So Shitei Minchasa Kreva Mishotzi. Where this is the fourth thing that the communal funds will pay for the Sira Sa'ifa until they replace it with the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Omar Mishal Yorshin. No. Actually argues and says, the Yorshin of the Kohen Gadol just died. His relatives will cover the costs of the Sira Sa'ifa until they find their replacement, Kohen Gadol. Vishlema Hayisa Kreva. However, it would be different. When the Asir Se'efa is being brought in the absence of a Kohen Gadol, so normally the Kohen Gadol would bring a full Asir Se'efa, and you would do half of it in the morning, half of it in the evening. When it would be when there was no Kohen Gadol, but it would be brought by either the Tzibor or by the Yorshin, it would bring a full Shalim, a full Asir Se'efa. They would not divide it up. Okay. Now the fifth Takana, Al HaMelach.
And then there would, yeah. There would be no more Asir Se'efa.
Well, they would bring this Asir Se'efa, they just wouldn't split it up.
But and then the next day, so.
If the next day, if there's no Kohen Gadol, they'd bring still their a full one.
From the money that's
from the funds, right. Until they find the Kohen Gadol. Fifth Takana was Al HaMelach Val HaEitzim, salt and wood of Hekdesh, Sheyehu HaKohanim Ne'esim Behen. They were allowed to get Hana from the salt. They could use the salt that was designated for the base of Mikdash, they could use it to salt their meat. And they use the wood as firewood for cooking their kachim. They were allowed to get hana from those items. Number six, al hapara shloyu moalin beafra, the para duma that when they burned it, so it turned into ashes. And those ashes, they said you can't get you're not allowed to be moal from it. You can't get hana from it. There's an isser meila on the ashes of the para duma. That was only a takanas chachamim. And the seventh and final takana was. If ever there was one of the birds that the Yoledes or the Zav would bring, if it became Pasuk, Shehu Balas Mishal Tzibor, the Tzibor has to replenish it, has to replace it with their own funds. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, it doesn't actually come from the Shumas Alishcha, it's not the communal funds, rather, HaMesapek Zakinim, Hu Mesapek Zapsulos. The person who would... who would make money by selling the birds? I guess one guy, the chicken raiser.
That he gives extra.
Right, so the guy who raises the chickens, I'd say, and he's the one who raises the chickens, he's a chicken farm. He sells the birds to the base of Mikdash. He makes money off the base of Mikdash. So if there's ever a puzzled bird, he has the responsible for paying, insuring these birds, basically.
It's like today, being a contractor in the city. It's guaranteed money.
Right. Says the Gemara now, Rabbi Hoshaya Rabba, that was his name, Amar, which there's an implied question here. Let's see what the implied question here. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, if it's a male, you find a male animal, it's an Ola. If it's in a Keva, it's a Shamim. So when you find a male animal is not only used for an Ola, it could also be used for a Shamim. Why is the Gemara assuming that it has to be an Ola? Maybe it's a Shamim, the Zachar that I found. So comes along with Shai Rabbah, he says, Amar, levot b'dimeim shanu. So the case is, the guy that finds the animal wants to do something with it. You're right, if he has the animal itself, he's stuck. Because the animal might be an ola, it might be a shlamim. And the halachas are different. What goes on the zbeach and how you sprinkle the blood, he's stuck. He wants to be poed at the animal, this way he could remove the kedushin and have no issues. So if that's the case, he wants to be poed at the value of the animal, so then he should take the money and then he turns it into an ola. That's the best advice he has. Actually, let's see. Well, hold on. So he takes as follows. He has, let's say, a cow costs $1,000. I think we said that was reasonable, $1,000 for a cow. He finds a cow, a male cow. I don't know. So there's a male cow. So he takes $2,000. He says $1,000 here, $1,000 here. If the cow is an ola, so let that cow's ola be on this money for an ola. I'll buy an ola with it. And this money here, I'm being making a nedava, will be shlamim. If the cow is really a shlamim, so let the cow's kid be mechal on these monies as a shlamim. It's really a shlamim, will be on these monies.
He takes double money?
Exactly. He wants to make sure no one touches this animal because hektish. So he's doing a favor. He has some extra money. He takes double and says that makes that tonight. $1,000 for an ola, $1,000 for a shlamim. If the animal is a shlamim, let it be on this money. and this is a nedava. If it's an ola, let it be on this money, and this is a nedava. And that's how he gets out of it. Okay. So comes along Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan. He says back to Rav Ashaya, Omim lo adam tse umal bekachim. You can't be poed to an animal. An animal that is a tamim, and we're assuming that the animal right now is tamim, is there to be poed to a tamim. You can only poed to an animal that has a baal mum. But this animal seemingly doesn't have a baal mum, so how are you allowed to be poed it? So in essence, you mean moel bekachim. It's a way of saying that the padiyah doesn't work, and then when you get enough...
It
would be tamur. It maintains... will it be tamur? No, tamur is only when you say, I want the kedusha to be on another animal. This is paying the kedusha onto money. So I don't think that would be a case of tamura.
That's not tamura, right?
Right. Right. Here I'm trying to be poed onto the money. It doesn't work. If it's if the animal is tamim, it wouldn't work. So I think it works. I end up using this animal to plow my backyard. That's going to be a violation of Mila. So Ella, he says, Hilchu behen achar rov. You go based on the rov. Im rov zuchar olos. Im rov nekevos zivchei shlamim.
How would that fix the problem?
I guess he wouldn't be poyed. He would just go ahead and give it to him himself.
Right. I guess they're saying as follows: most male animals were used for olos. Yes, they could be used for shalom, but most of them are used for olos. So if I find the male animal, I could assume, based on, as we said before, rove is a din deraisa. I could assume it was ola.
And you're not poyed. You just give.
Yeah, give the animal. Even though there's a shayla that might be shalom, but you're allowed to follow the rove. Right.
The Gemara doesn't bring like everyday example, like realistic. What is the chance that now you'll find an eder of a farot in the street? Doesn't belong to.
Well, I.
Or many crazy
days,
cases.
You have to understand that in those days, it's when you came to a regular, people came with animals like every day.
Yeah, but.
It was a crazy
day. So, one animal to find, it's okay, makes sense. But you know, rov. So, if you see a pack of them.
No, it doesn't say that the rov that are lost are. Rov of the ones that are not lost.
Says the Gemara, asks as follows: the Ein Hashalim Bar Mezachar Min Akevos. How can you say that most Zacharim are actually going to be Olos? But don't Shalom also come from Zacharim Min Akevos? Who told you that most males come from the Ola?
Who told you that Rov is Olos?
Right. Who said? Maybe Rov is Shalom.
Right.
So says the Gemara. Therefore, Ketat Huo. So what should he do? Motin lechulan. So he waits until it has a mum.
Right.
Once the animal has a mum, he then poed it, because once it has a mum, you're allowed to poed it, so he's poed it. Now the animal's.
What kind of mum? It will get hurt?
Yeah, it could be a number of different mum. But it could get hurt, it could have a.
The eye.
Can you hurt it purposely?
No.
No.
That's awesome. He's a. The Mesech is Becharos, it's called. Talks at two prakim, all about very detailed, all different types of mumen. A ton of it, eyes, ears, every part of the body goes into great detail, all the mumen.
There's a whole thing if a coin says that the Salima has a mumen, you believe it, right? I mean,
so right.
It was a whole Indian.
Because maybe he was matil.
Maybe he did it himself.
Right. Because when it comes to the Bechor, if the coin's matil mum, he makes it a mum, he could take the Bechor home, doesn't have to bring it to the base of Mingdash, he gets to keep it for himself. So a lot of stuff about the details of the different movement. So what does he do again? Ketatuo. So he waits until it gets in Bamum. Then he's Motzi L'chulun. Then he's poded the value of the animal, which is a Bamum, onto the money. So now the animal is Chulun. The Chozer V'Osa Osan Olos. Then he takes that money now and makes them Olos. Makes them Olos. I have here, as in... Right, that's what it says.
It
makes that Tanai.
Right, so this solves the problem because... But this would be Tamura, or no?
But this wouldn't be Tamura. I have money here, and I'm not sure the money... I poded the animal that I found. Now it's all my money.
But
some
it cannot be poded animal.
No, because once you find Bamon...
Once it has a moon,
right.
Okay.
And now I take two animals.
Okay, then it's
interesting. Fine. Yeah. Says the Gemara now. I'm Rabbi Zira, a different approach to the Mishnah.
But one second, once it has a moon, that's it, no?
Then once he has a moon, he has Kedusha. I can't bring him as a carbon, but I have to...
Device.
No, no, no. It's a psul mikdashim, it's called. It's a, it was, that's also a mission in the second parak of Bechoros, yeah. Talks about that. So an animal that's really kadosh, it gets a mum after becoming kadosh. So it's still an isra giza, an isra avoda.
Correct.
I have to be poda into another animal to make it chulin. And the kedusha is on to that money. That money has to be used for karbanos. So again, we're going through a number of different perushim, how to understand the Mishnah. Again, when you find the animal, what to do with the animal.
Because those are kachikalim, not kachikalim.
No, even kachikalim,
so
yeah.
So that's why the concept of money today is kapara instead of korbanot?
I'm not sure that's why. I think even times of the Gemara, money...
No, you see, you're changing money for...
No, but in the end, you're changing the money to buy an animal. Uh-huh. Ultimately, using the money for an animal. The fact that money is the kapara, even in those days, tzedakah was still mitzvah d'oraisa and still is an element of kapara, tzedakah, sure. And some, actually, I think there's a Tosa somewhere that says part of the kapara of an animal, of bringing a carbon, is the value they pay for it. Not only the animal that's being shechted and sprinkling the blood, they're expensive. So that's also, it hits your pocket. Okay, the Gemara says, now another shot in the Mishnah, when you find the a male animal that goes to an Ola, Amar Rebbe Ze'era, Amar Kimad Amar Taman, just like you say there, elsewhere, we saw this a few times, I think, already, Tanai based in who? Alha Mosaros Sheikhu Olos. Based in make this Tanai. They establish this across the board. Whenever there's leftover money, whatever fund it is, you're allowed to use this money for Olos. Even though maybe I separated the money for the purpose of Shlomim or Bedek Abayas, whatever it is, they made a special Alacha, any leftover funds goes to an Olos. Based in has that power. Kain Atmar Afhacha. So too, we say here, Tanai based in who? Alha Ovdos Sheikhu Olos. Anytime a person loses an animal, I don't care if it was a shlomim or whatever it was, the Tanai basin is that we could use it for an ola, and that's how we get out of all problems. Asks the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Ein Zeh Mezid? Is this not Mezid? Where the guy finds an animal, and he's willfully changing the Kedusha to an ola. I'm not sure why this is so much Mezid, though.
No, Mark, get out of the shower.
Right, so Tanai Basin works when the money was unsure about the money, so that money could easily transfer. Let's say it was designated for Shlomim, or a Chatas, you could transfer the money to an Ola.
Right,
when the animal,
itself,
who said he could change a Kedusha, a real Kedusha?
Right.
So that was the problem. So Amar Lei, they say back, Mekaven Shu Tanai Basin, ain't amazed. Nope. Once Basin creates a stipulation in that when you ever person's makdish an animal, if it gets lost, it could turn into Ola, that's not considered mazes, not considered willfully changing the Kedusha from one Kedusha to another Kedusha. It was built into the process of when a makdish an animal, built in there is the possibility if it gets lost, it could transfer into an Ola.
Because it goes back to the Mikivan Shahat Nai Beitin Okerita Kedusha, it Hekdish Harishon, it goes in the first one.
Right, and therefore the first Kedusha goes away, right. Okay. Okay, Gemara is now going to discuss the issue of when the din of the Kohen Gadol who dies, what to do with the mincha, the Asir Seifa that's brought every single day. The Gemara says as follows: Amar Rabbi Yasa, Ad Ana Taman, when I was there, still living in Bavel, Shamas Kol, again, we saw this so many times, this Shamas Kol Rabbi Yehuda Shal Shmuel, I heard Rabbi Yehuda ask Shmuel, Hifrish Shkalo, I separate a shekel, umes, and then the guy dies before it gets to the hand of the Gizbar. Amrle, what's the din? Amrle Yipluna Daba. That money, that shekel that was designated for a shekel but never made it its way before the guy dies, that goes to the Nadava. So now they ask, what about Mosar, Umosar Asir Seifa Shalo? Let's say the Kohen Gadol separates money for the Asir Seifa, and then he dies before the Asir Seifa gets to be brought. What's the lacha? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yolichim Yahamelach. You have to put it, throw it into the river, into the sea. Rabbi Elazar Amar Yifluna Daba. No, that too also is being used for the Nadava. I think we saw this Gemara already.
Yeah, we saw it yesterday.
It was yesterday, right? I can't remember from day to day, but okay, we saw it yesterday. Then the Gemara says, Asir Se'efa Shah Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol would bring Asir Se'efa. How would the Hekdesh work? How your Makdesh it? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Chotz Oso, you first divide the Asir Se'efa. You have a whole basket or whatever of flour. You split it in half. V'charkach mekadsha, you mekadish each half on its own. After splitting it up. And Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar mekadsha, first you makdish it together, and then v'charkach chotza, so then you divide after you've been makdish. So machlokas, does the hekdish take first, or the... Probably, but I don't remember. But most likely.
The next one, it says, Mishnah b'melachot cholekit al Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah, to Menachos, yeah. So then comes along, the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Rabbi Yochanan held, you divide it and then makdish it. Masnisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan.
What does it say? Menachot Yerushalmi and Menachot Bavli?
Bavli, yeah. There's no Yerushalmi on Menachos. There's no Yerushalmi on any Kudshim, actually. No Yerushalmi on Kudshim.
And the rest are the same, for example, Shabbos and Shabbos Bavli and Shabbos Yerushalmi?
Right, Moed, which is like Shabbos, Moed, Nashim, which is Gittin, Kedushin, Ksubas, Nezikin, which is Babansiya and Sanhedrin, those types of things, they have all three of them all the same, Yerushalmi and Bavli. The difference is Zeraim, there's Yerushalmi Zeraim, but no Bavli Shraim, no Bavli Zeraim, and Kachim, there's only Bavli Kachim, but there's not Yerushalmi Kachim. The Kachim and Zeraim is what changes. Mm-hmm. There's a mahalach to that. There's a reason why I'll explain to you one time, maybe. So it says the Mishnah, Masnisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan, makriv mechza u mechza avad. If you makriv half of it gets lost, because he wasn't makriv it. So how does it say kasha to Rabbi Yochanan? So the halacha is, the whole Gemara there, so the Mishnah says as follows. A Kohen brings a half in the morning and he dies after it's brought. And they appoint another Kohen in between. So the new Kohen Gadol has to bring something in the evening. So the Mishnah says the second Kohen, the new Kohen now, should not bring half an Isaron from his house. Rather, he brings a full Isaron and then he splits it up. And then he's makir the half of it. And the other half goes to waste. So if according to Rabbi Yochanan, let's see, sorry. Okay, what happens is as follows. So the first Kohen Gadol, he brings half in the morning. The other half that was never brought goes to waste. So the question is, why does it go to waste? Why doesn't this new coin just use it? The only way we can explain it goes to waste is it must be that you're mekadesh the full Isaron first. And then you split it up in half. So the first half you use because the Kohen Gadol was alive, you use the first half. The second half you do not use because it already was kadosh. If however you assume like Rabbi Yochanan that it wasn't kadosh, you first split it up and then you're mekadesh each.
Then the second coin should be able to use it.
Exactly.
Right.
This seems to be Raya that you're mekadesh the entire thing. Right. So comes along, they explain for Yochanan as follows. Pasar la, shekein afilu ma'os, yechul yam ha-melech.
It's
Kislev.
Today more.
Kislev.
So.
Hanukkah's in the air.
Hanukkah's in the air.
How much is a one mitzvah
really
in there?
Not learning, you see, you do not see, right?
No, yeah, I'm telling you, there is much more.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay. Okay. So the Gemara answers, Pasher La.
I
go
for
it.
Everything.
One day I'll get to your level, guys. Shekein afilu maos yelchul yam ha-melech.
You understand in Plimius the Indian of mikveh. Litvol, Milishon, Batel, Bitul. So you'll go every day, believe me.
I don't like the public mikvahs.
Yes. Huh? No, but this is actually, you need to get used to the audience.
You go, because they reprocess the water the whole night.
Uh-huh.
So it's like clean. So if you go at like at 5:15, 5:20.
When do they open it up?
There's a mikvah in the city. There's a mikvah in the city, for that which famous rabbis belong to. And there's actually private rooms, each room. Did you hear about that? Try to get you the
I've been to the one in near the Kotel. You've been to that one?
Yeah.
Deep inside the...
Yeah. That's where I go.
Yeah.
this time I went and Santa. Once I went 2 years ago, and it was supposed to be private, was it? This time I went and it was nobody.
Yeah, I went also locked. I went at nighttime.
Where? Who
is the mikvah inside the court? I know Renard goes and Rabina has the key. That's all I know. So it gets me in there. But.
Okay, let's try to get it. Let's try to. Yeah. We have a lot to go. Okay. Yeah. Fine, so comes along with Yochanan, he answers as follows. Pasar la, how does he get out of the question here? Shekein afilu maos, even leftover maos, the money, not even the flour, but the money, yelchu yahamel. The din is, even though there wasn't kedushas aguf, Rabbi Yochanan held, and again, even though Rabbi Yochanan held, you split it up first, half and half, and then you rekadosh it afterwards, the money that was designated for this year's eifa, the money alone, not the flour, that too he holds goes to yahamel.
Even
it can't be used for a new coin.
Even though you are not Mekadosh.
Exactly. That's the halacha he says. It doesn't bring a proof, but that's what he held. Gemara now asks a question to Reish Lakish. Masnisa pligal Rabbi Shimon min Lakish. Nimtzu shnei chatzan krevim shnei chatzan avudin. The Mishnah above said when the coin gadol in the morning brought half of the eifa, and the second coin gadol brings another asir's eifa, what comes out is half of it gets lost, half of it doesn't get lost. Because the coin gadol's remaining that was never brought, that goes to loss. And the second coin gadol also only brings half of it, but the other half gets to not be used either. So, a total that one day where the coin gadol dies and new coin gadol is appointed, exactly, two halves are used, meaning a whole is used, and two halves are not used, a whole is not used. So, what's the raya here? V'tan alan, it says on this raya, mechza rishon u mechza sheni, half of the rishon, half of the sheni. You should wait. You wait till overnight, till it loses the tsura, it goes bad overnight, and then you bring it to the Beis HaSreifa and burn it. Now, if you're going to tell me that they were first kadosh first, according to Reish Lakish, you shouldn't require ubar tsurasan. Because if it has kedushas aguf to it already, and then he lost the owner, it should just go to waste. Why wait it out? The fact that you're waiting out must be that there's no kedushas aguf to it. So explain to Gemara, Pasula.
I don't understand why. Let's say if it has kedushas aguf, you should also wait.
No, sign that kedushas aguf and becomes pasul because there's no owner anymore. The coin gadol dies.
That doesn't have to do.
It's pasul right away.
And if it doesn't have to do this, also you shouldn't have to wait until it loses it too.
No, because once it doesn't have kedushas aguf, then you can't use it anymore. The new coin gadol is not allowed to use the money. So you have to wait for it to lose its tubar tsirasam. Mm-hmm. It has to get to a word, like to become nosar. Let's see how it says it here. Yeah, okay. If it's not kadosh, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you set aside flour for the Kohen Gadol to use, but it's not kadosh yet. But since I set aside for Kohen Gadol, another Kohen Gadol can't use it either. But I can't burn it because it still has potential for use. But I can't actually use it. Therefore, you wait overnight till it becomes pasul begufa, becomes lina, to lina psilonosar. So it seems like a kash against Reish Lakish. Pasul la, Reish Lakish answers, Krib Yishmal, Damar ha'isaron mikadesh.
So that already, once he measures already, it gets kedusha.
Right, but not in a klisharis. So it gets kedusha outside the klisharis, but since it's not in a klisharis, it doesn't get kedusha zaguf, it gets kedusha zdamim. Right. And that's why you require Uber Tsirasa. The Gemara says now, Kishakoin Miskarib Tchil Lavodo. The coin, the first day, becomes the coin, becomes a bar mitzvah, or it becomes what age they start doing the avoda. He brings maybe Asira Saifa, Shalom. He brings from his own house an Asira Saifa. Vov de Biado, and he himself does the Hakrav, he is Makriv that Asira Saifa. That's how he initiates his acceptance into the avoda. Echad Koin Gadol. Now, whether a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedor, either one, let's say they didn't avoda without ever bringing the Asir's Eifa. They didn't initiate themselves into it. Nonetheless, the avoda b'dievet is it's a good avoda. It doesn't disqualify the avoda if you didn't bring the Asir's Eifa. Rabbi Mana wanted to say, Bo Bayom, that day, Shinis Karev Tchilul Avoda, the day that Kohen Gadol becomes Kohen Gadol, when he's appointed to be Kohen Gadol, Boba Yom Nisman Elias Kohen Gadol. He becomes a Kohen Hedyot. First day being a Kohen Hedyot. He's appointed Kohen Gadol that very first day. He has to bring one Asir Seifa for his initiation in the Avodah, and another Asir Seifa because now he's a Kohen Gadol. Maybe Shtayim, he brings two. Achas l'chinuch, v'achas l'chovos hayom. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to go on to discuss about minchas hachavitim, different minachos that are brought. So minchas hachavitim, the pasuk tells us, I'll read the pasuk, I have the entire pasuk here. It says, al machvas b'shemen te'aseh, you use like a frying pan, murbekas tiviena, you use it when it's like kind of fried, tufina minchas pitim. So what is tufina? The Gemara wants to know, what does the word tufine minchas pitim mean? So the Gemara says, bishas hava tufine. When you bring it, it should be tufene, which means v'ein b'shachres tufine. So the word means that you would bake it and then fry it. That's how you bring it in the morning. But you wouldn't bring it before the carbon tamid. So only after the carbon tamid would you bake it and fry it, but not before it. Again, b'shas hava, when you're bringing the minchas hava, that's when you do the baking and the frying. But before shachos, you don't. Okay. You want to ask, v'hatanina, doesn't the Mishnah in Tamid, Maseches Tamid, tell us, hemidu ose chavitin lasos chavitin, right before the carbon tamid, before they did it, people who were doing the chavitin, they were ready to go. The pans in the hand, they're ready to go. Doesn't it sound like that they already made it? That the chavitin, the minchas, were ready baked and fried beforehand, before the tamid? Says the Gemara, no, Amar Rabbi Chiya Baracha Lasos Chamin Lirvuka. No, they were there ready to heat up the water that they should be prepared for baking, for kneading the dough for the end up, for the ultimate. They weren't, nothing was ready. They were just prepared to do the avodah, but they weren't actually, it wasn't done yet. Now, the word tufine, the Gemara has a machlokes, what the word tufine means. Rabbi Yasa B'Shem Rabbi Chanina Mitagna. You first fry it and then you bake it. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina says ofe elsa v'acharkach matagna. First you bake it, then you fry it. What's the order? So the seeds of machlokas how to understand the word tufine te'afena na. You should bake it na raw and then fry it. Rabbi Omer said te'afena na'e. Bake it was no. It's nice after being fried. Na or na'e. That's how to understand the machlokas. Rabbi Dosa Omer, he has a third opinion. Tefena riba. You should do tefena riba. You should do it multiple times, which means bake it, fry it, and then bake it again. So you really you would say both shitas. Asen ilin plugsa kenek plugsa. Machlokas here is really like a machlokas elsewhere. Man de amar tefena na'e. The one who says tefena na'e. Kiman de amar ofe v'acharkach mitagne. You bake it and then you fry it. One who says man de amar tefena na'e. Kiman de amar mitagne v'acharkach to ofe. That seems to be the opposite way we read before, I think. But apparently, either way, there's a machlokas. Tanaim is the same thing we just saw as machlokas amaram, exactly parallel machlokas. Yeah, 100%. Okay, perfect.